Well, I'm joined today by Mike Hawkins, Chair of the Brentwood Business Partnership. So, first off, welcome to Phoenix FM, Mike. Or should I say, welcome back, because you've been here before.
Yes, I have. Well, first of all, Scott, thank you very much for inviting me on your show. Yes, I have been here a few times over the years.
Yeah.
In my capacity as Chamber of Commerce, I ran that for a while. And also, I think last year, I came to talk about the Brentwood Half Marathon, which my Rotary Club, Brentwood & Beckett, organises. So, yes, I'm familiar with
Phoenix. Did you take part?
I organised it, so it stops you having to run.
Right, okay. Well, let's start by establishing just who or what the Brentwood Business Partnership is.
Well, we have been around in a different guise for about 10 years, mm-hmm. actually, and we were known as the Brentwood Borough Renaissance Group. This was actually the brainchild of the former leader of the council, Brandon Lewis, mm-hmm. who's now, of course, chairman of the Tory party and in cabinet. And it's done some good things over the years, but we decided to have a root and branch review of everything we do, and even the name.
Right.
You might ask, why on earth do
well,
we...
indeed, why do that?
Why change the name? Well, we found that people didn't really connect that with what we were doing, didn't really understand it, didn't have any visibility. So we had a few blue sky sessions and came up with this. We think it much more reflects what we actually do.
And so who make up your membership?
Well, it's mainly local retailers, mm-hmm. But also it's business organisations such as Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. FSB, the Federation of Small Businesses, and actually the council members as well, because mm-hmm. it is a council-related group funded by the council.
Even though it's non-political?
It's non-political, and more importantly, it is independent. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to go to council for decisions to be ratified. Though we do report, we have a sort of dotted line reporting into the council.
So what are your key objectives and how do you plan to achieve them?
Well, first of all, not very far from here in the Brentwood Centre, on Wednesday night we have a relaunch, as I call it, now that we are going to be the Brentwood Business Partnership. Mm-hmm. So that's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. And we've invited a number of people along to that. It'll be the mayor will be present, mm-hmm. and the leader of the council will also be there.
And can anyone turn up at that?
Well, yes, really. Though, of course, we are a bit limited for numbers. If hundreds of people descended, we might be in a, in a problem. Yeah. I think it's unlikely.
Unlikely at 6 o'clock. They're probably still at work.
Yes, exactly, yes. Yeah. So we're hoping for something like 40 or 50 people to be there. But what are our aims, you were asking?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we want to promote Brentwood as a place that people want to visit, uh-huh. people want to come to. It's got to be on their list, as uh-huh. it were.
Right.
Visitors and, of course, residents. We want to do that. We want to encourage local people to shop locally.
Mm.
Not necessarily go off to Lakeside or Chelmsford or the other places that are really competitors of ours.
Yes.
Let's attract people into our own town centre. Our strapline these days is championing economic growth in Brentwood. That's mm-hmm. what we want to do.
So how would you attract more people into the town centre? I mean, for example, would it be a case of changing the parking regulations? Some places, it's one of these things where you've got to decide when you arrive how long you're going to be, whereas, of course, if you have an open thing where you pay when you leave, in theory, that could mean that somebody would say, oh, I might stay a bit longer to go and have a cup of tea somewhere.
Yes, it's parking, of course, is the hardy perennial that everybody says we want more parking and we don't want to pay anything. But it has to be regulated.
Unfortunately, you do.
Yes, it has to be regulated because there's only a certain limited amount of parking space in Brentwood, as in most cities. So I think it's important that we have sufficient parking and that it's priced right.
Yes.
And we are constantly in dialogue with the council to make sure that there are sufficient free periods for people mm-hmm. just to pop in and do a normal purchase, maybe I was going to say cigarettes, but not these days, papers. but also, we want them to stay longer. And it's quite competitive, actually, the parking rates you'll find.
Yeah, I was really thinking is whether if you, I don't know, because I don't generally park in the town centre myself, so I'm not quite sure whether you do have that situation that they have some places where you have to decide in advance how long you're going to stay. And I'm merely saying, if you had that you paid when you left, you're not going to get a ticket any time, and therefore you might think, well, it's quite nice here, I'll go and have a cup of tea somewhere.
Yes, well, I use the multi-storey car park, yes. And it's exactly like that, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you think you're going to just stay for an hour, but you suddenly get attracted by, I don't know, an Indian or Chinese meal or coffee or something, you'll just pay then when you leave, and you won't be penalised in that way. But we wanted other things as well. We've championed a number of events, public events. For example, the Shenfield Christmas Fair, Shenfield Summer Fair, Brentwood Fairs as well.
Mm.
All to get people into the town centre, families and others. We have Children's Arts Trail, Children's yes. Literary Festival. And all these events are designed to create a bit of fun for the public, but
of
also
course.
To bring people into the town centre.
And this is something that you would do rather than the council. I think that probably most people would imagine that the council were organising all these things, but they leave it, they farm it out to you.
Well, no, the council do have, do some of these, of course. I mean, I think the main Christmas lighting up event is organised by the council, but they only have a limited number of resources, and the whole idea of the partnership is to bring businesses in with councillors to put on some of these events and to aim for that championing economic growth.
Yes.
We're in as good a position as they are.
Yes.
And our members, if you like, members in quotes, are in fact the very people that that can attract people in. The big shops, the retailers like M&S, Sainsbury's and so on, all taking part in our partnership.
How would you combat the problem with increasing use of online shopping? Because I would imagine that's a big, big problem for high streets.
Yes. Online shopping, of course, is a trend that hits every high street in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen many high streets have got hardly any shops open.
Well, that's
boarded
right.
Boarded up or lots of charity. Nothing wrong with charity shops. My wife works in one, and they're very good. But normal independent shops, you want to see more of them. Brentwood actually has a higher occupancy rate than many. But nonetheless, yes, online shopping is the trend. So how do we get over that? Well, Brentwood is attracting businesses into the town centre, which can't really be done online. Restaurants, coffee bars, hairdressing, nail bars.
Yes.
I don't suppose you use a nail bar. But,
Personally, no. not very likely.
We organise ourselves into clusters geographically.
Right.
Because we can't have too many people at our meetings. So a cluster leader will represent the west end of Brentwood or the east end of Brentwood. And then they will work with their members, the shops and businesses in their area, to put on some sort of event or attract people. Easter, for example, Easter egg hunts, which obviously appeal to the children, but also involve the families.
Yep.
So we think that people say that Marylebone High Street is a great place, but it's largely restaurants and bars. So I don't hold with the view that Brentwood is all eating places and nothing much to come in for. That's an attraction in itself, actually. So there aren't that many unoccupied shops. There are obviously some. But we think that we are continuing to be an attraction for businesses to come into as well as for people to come into. That's important.
Well, absolutely right. Now, are you involved? I guess you have to be involved in the Brentwood Business Awards that was announced by the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce earlier this year.
Well, we are members of the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. In fact, I sit on the executive committee as a representative. So I'm very much aware of the Business Awards, which is an excellent scheme, first class. Its chairman, Colin Barber, I think, visits perhaps yourself and comes in on a regular basis. basis. So I think he'll probably be in the best position to update as time goes on. But I do know that a number of businesses have agreed to be sponsors in various categories.
Right.
And those categories will be announced more fully in due course. It's going to all lead up to a gala awards dinner in November of this year.
Yep.
And I think it'll be a great success, actually. The Brentford Business Partnership is certainly be supporting it. His chamber, of course, is one of our key partners.
Now, are there any other points that you're going to be bringing up on Wednesday that you haven't covered so far that you'd like to mention?
Well, I just think that we all ought to work together as a partnership, and I emphasise this term partnership, to try and achieve our aim, which is to make Brentwood a first-class place to live and work in. And that, and I think it is anyway, but I mean to make it even more so. And I think we are looking for ideas from across the community. And on top, we don't have we don't have all the ideas ourselves. Of course, we look for other people to input. So yes, the aim is absolutely solidly to make Brentwood a number one place to come to.
Fair enough. Well, thanks very much indeed for that. Thanks for coming in today. Good luck with the meeting on Wednesday. I hope that really goes well.
Thank you very much.
And for all the coming year.
Thank you very much indeed, Scott.
At all. Our pleasure.